Horns Up, you're checking out the Assorted Collection, only on Evolution Rock Metal Podcast. Welcome to Evolution Rock Metal Podcast. This is the Assorted Collection, Episode 6, hosted by Williams. We're going to check out more than 10 bands in today's episode. And in a special note, we're featuring two bands from the nation of Iran. These bands are the following, Azuma and Vaspur. Now, we did an interview with the members of Azuma exclusively for Evolution Rock. You guys got to check that out. Bands for today's Assorted Collection, Episode 6, are the following. We've got Enghel, Panama City. The Sky Is Ours from Austria. Total Human Distortion from Poland. Music Blood from Canada. Cage US. Alpha Eridano Akernar from Mexico. Warpath. Breakdown from Brazil. And Vendetta from Honduras. Assorted Collection Episode 6 begins with Azuma from Iran. What does the name mean? And who are the band members?
Hey, and greetings to you, your great listeners, and Evolution Rock Metal Podcast team. I'm going to explain what Azuma means. A hymn on creation of man. Where heaven and earth do meet on Azuma, both craftsmen gods together ye shall slay, and of their blood mankind shall ye create. We've taken this part from the book Music of Sumerian by Francis Gopling, and Azuma is Ahmet Tokallu on guitars,
hey!
Farid Chariot on bass,
hi!
And Said Chariot on drums, his brother. Well, he's not here, he's on a trip. And Shahin Vakfipur on vocal, which is me. And we are Azuma.
That was Shahin from Azuma, Iran. We got more from the guys up ahead in our show, plus all these great bands that you guys are going to check out. We're going to listen to a song from Azuma. This is called Dreams of Broken Mind. You're checking out the Assorted Collection, Episode 6, hosted by Williams on Evolution Rock Metal Podcast.
Independence Radio, Guatemala City.
That was Azuma from Iran with their song Dreams of Broken Mind. More from Azuma up ahead on our show and the interview with the guys. We still got another band from Iran for you guys to check out as well. But up next on our show, we got a band that's been getting a lot of hype out there on the internet. It's called Warpath with their song Damnation. You're checking out the Assorted Collection, Episode 6, hosted by Williams.
Evolution. The future of metal.
welcome back to the Assorted Collection, Episode 6. Thanks a lot for checking us out over here at evolutionrock.podomatic.com or at the myspace.com/evolution_rock. Moving on with this Assorted Collection 6, we got a band from Mexico. These guys are called Alfa Aridano Akernar. Band members are the following. We have Ian on the guitar, the War Chief on the keyboards, AB on the low strings, Enki on the blast, Ed Hera on the guitars, and Zorbin on the grunts. The following song is called Enthronement Death Campaign from their album Aberrant Hate Icon. Remember to check out the Horned Cast with Azael from Mexico City. That is www.myspace.com/HornedCast. And after this song, we have Cage with their song Hell Destroyer. You're checking out Evolution Rock's Assorted Collections.
This is Alfa Aridano from Mexico, and you're checking out Evolution Rock.
Evolution. The future of metal. Independent operating. One more side. We'll be right back.
right, listen up. This is Sean Peck from Cage, and you're listening to Hell Destroyer on the Evolution Rock Metal Podcast.
Here at Evolution Rock's Assorted Collection. That was Cage, Sean Peck over there with the Hell Destroyer, man. If you want to listen to a cool interview with Sean Peck from Cage, you might want to check out the Zenchi and Metal podcast with Big Brother Z. The dude did an interview with this guy, which is very cool. You might want to check it out at www.myspace.com/Zentient. That Zentient is with a Z. Alright folks, reminding you guys to check out the Red Queen Theory progressive goth metal feature that we did over here, which is very interesting, man. Check that out over here. As well, remember to check out the Lion Psyche band special that we did here. If you're looking for a good manager or promoter, then you should listen to that pod feature that we did talking a little bit about the business side of music. And our Brazilian metal feature as well from the World Podcast Metal Show over here. All that at evolutionrock.podomatic.com. But if you want to listen to old episodes from Evolution Rock, then be sure to navigate our MySpace page over here. Look for the eSnips link or image that will take you to the folders containing old episodes from Evolution Rock. Very well, we're talking to a Zuma from Iran. We still got more from the guys up ahead. But now it's time to feature a band from Toronto, Canada. If you're into bands like Black Label Society, Corrosion of Conformity, and others, then you might like Music Blood from Toronto. Now, here's lead vocalist Rick Terrell to tell you about the band and their song, True Dark.
Horns up, Evolution Rock listeners. This is Rick Tyrell, also known as Art Carcass of Music Blood. I sing and play guitar, bass, and occasional keyboard, and my bro, Kurt, aka Forehead, provides drumming and percussion and some keys as well. We grew up making music together and have been in two bands based out of Toronto, Canada, before forming our current collaboration in 2004. Our friend and your kick-ass podcast creator, Lord Malignus, has included our song True Dark in this assorted show. It's one of our rare, straightforward rockers locked into a mid-tempo grind and about the sinking of a soul into the true depths of human darkness. You can't appreciate beauty and light without a healthy respect for the darkness in our primal brains. You can find Music Blood right here on MySpace at www.myspace.com/riffacne, or better yet, just Google the name, spell it out with one word and an exclamation mark at the end. You find our profile page, clicking on the IM Radio banner there will take you to a very cool indie musician site based out of Chicago. We salute Evolution Rock, all the bands showcased here. Peace and fuck yeah.
Darkness.
here at the Assorted Collection. We're talking to Azuma from Iran, and we asked lead singer Shahim to tell us if playing rock or metal music was considered a taboo over there in Iran.
Well, you know, that's because of many reasons, but we think the major reason is lack of information about rock and metal and their cultures. We think that, you know, we don't have any media, including newspapers, magazines, talk shows, about these sites, and that's why the majority of people doesn't know much about them. But the great thing about it that the young generation of Iran really accepted them, and they want to know much about them and the source of music, which have limitations here. Maybe you don't believe me, but we have so many rock and metal bands here, and although they are underground, but they have so many fans here. And another thing I have to mention is that, let me see, about 30 years ago, we have persons and bands who created rock, created and wrote songs in rock genre, and it's really great. And even recently, about 8 years ago, with some limits, we have live shows in metal genres, and even we have rock and metal albums which released officially here, and some of them are really good. Believe me, it's really great. And the other thing which is interesting, I think, for you to know about, that here we have musicians that they want to blend rock and metal music with traditional music of here, and they're trying to explore and find new ways to gain that style, and they're trying so hard on it. It's really great. I remember. And another thing that I have to mention about the websites like MySpace, Facebook, and social websites like them, you know, they're really great. They give us this opportunity to make our songs available to other people all around the world, and it's really great. And although we have limitations here, but we really look forward and we hope things will get better finally. And you know, we think that limitations kinda make creativity.
Shahim from the band Azuma talking there a little bit about Iranian metal, and that it might be to many people a surprise to know that there is a lot of rock metal over there. Probably the problem is lack of broadcast mediums for this type of music over there, and I think that's kind of present in almost every country, right? Regarding Azuma's musical influences, well, you might not be surprised.
That's an interesting question. You know, in this huge world of music with great players and bands, it's really so hard to pick or specify who exactly have influence on us. So any great music can have influences on us from any slice, and the styles are not really important. Especially these bands, you know, Death, Opeth, Control Denied, Dream Theater, King Crimson, Panthera. Drowned, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, and so many others. You know, it's gonna be a long list if you want to mention all of them. There are so many, and that's it.
Shahim from the band Azuma. We still got more from the interview with the guys, and now it's time to feature a band from Poland. These guys are called Total Human Distortion, with their song Drink and Drug. Now I'll leave the second part to you guys to figure out, all right? You're checking out Evolution Rock's Assorted Collection, hosted by Williams.
Evolution Rock.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what everybody needs? Do you know what everybody needs? I tell you
what everybody needs!
Up, you're checking out the Assorted Collection only on Evolution Rock Metal Podcast. Turn it up.
Yeah.
That was The Sky Is Ours with their song Our Last Crusade. Here's a little note on the band. This band is originally from Western Austria. The band unites the classic Gothenburg style with the intensity and neck-breaking grooves of modern hardcore. Brutal riffs meet with sweet melodies and a shot of melancholy. Okay, my friends, we're checking out some pretty cool music from around the globe over here. And we continued talking with the guys of Azuma, and we asked them what would they want other metalheads in other countries to think of them and their music, most of all.
We really expect that they tell us their opinions about our songs and music honestly. You know, because we don't have any professional and special magazines or any source that critiques this sort of music here. So if they tell us their opinions so honestly, we can improve ourselves and we can make better songs and improve with them. Yes, why not? So we really ask them, and please, if they tell us what they really think about ourselves and our songs.
Moving on with this assorted collection, and we have another band from Iran. These guys are called Baspur with their song Crimson Dawn of Mine. You're checking out Evolution Rock.
Ah! www.myspace.com/evolution-rock. Contáctanos por mail a la dirección evolution-rock@mycos.com.
Up, you're checking out the Assorted Collection, only on Evolution Rock Metal Podcast. Turn it up. was Enhel with their song Putrefacto or Putrefied, Panama City. We still got another band from Latin America. They're from Honduras. But before that, we got another band over here from Latin America as well. These guys are from Brazil. They're called Breakdown with their song Time to Kill. Also reminding you guys to check out Gabby's Reveries at Metal Messiah Radio. She's from Brazil and she's playing some very awesome bands on her show. It's on Tuesdays from 12 to 3 p.m. But if you can't catch the show live, you can download the show at the Podomatic site. That is gabby.podomatic.com. Gabby is spelled gabbee.podomatic.com. Be sure to check that out. This is Breakdown from Brazil.
This is Breakdown, and you're listening to Evolution Rock. We'll be right back.
That was Breakdown from Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Man, I'm really getting to enjoy getting to know all these people from Brazil, man. Bands like Thy Symphony, Confronto, Scatha, Montana, Tiberius Project, Masterpiece, and now Breakdown. All right, members for Breakdown are the following. We have Edu Pinho on the drums, Leo Breakdown on guitars and vocals, Danilo Warrior on the bass and backing vocals. Check out the guys at the following space. That is www.myspace.com/breakdownsp. All right, folks, we're coming to the end of today's podcast episode. We talked to Azuma from Iran. We asked the guys, you know, where to find them on the web and their final words on today's podcast. And after that, we'll be featuring a band from Honduras called Vendetta with their new song, La Era de los Vanos Lamentos, or The Era of Vain Lamentations. All right, folks, thanks a lot for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the support. Be sure to check out the evolutionrock.podomatic site and be sure to check out all these great bands. I want to thank the guys from Azuma and Vaspuher for participating in today's podcast, as well as the other great artists that were involved in this podcast show, all right? I'll see you next week here on Evolution Rock. We'll have a show ready for you guys as soon as possible. Be safe, be well, keep rocking hard, keep those drinking glasses full. I'll see you next time here on Evolution Rock.
So, anyone who interested in contacting us can send emails to azumaband@myspace.com. It's azumaband@myspace.com, or visit our page on MySpace and leave us comments or send us message. And this is the URL of our page on MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/azumaband. And as you know, I'm gonna to spell it again. It's AZOOMABAND. And as we told you before, our website is gonna be uploaded soon, and they can contact us in the contact place on that page too. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share our thoughts and ideas to you, your great listeners who gave us their times to the world, and you've done a great job, and it's an honor to be your friend. It's really great, and we rose and came for triumph, and be sure that you're gonna hear more about us, about Azuma. So keep on going, guys, keep my love alive, rock on.
Evolution Rock, the future of metal. Independent radio, Guatemala City. Let's go.
Horns up, you're checking out the Assorted Collection, only on Evolution Rock Metal Podcast. Turn it up.
Evolution. The future of metal.
Independent Radio, Guatemala City.